Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports, AM 1550, KDCO, FM 94.1 in Denver. I'm Joel Cantalamessa, and happy to introduce our next guest, Steve Ivey, otherwise known as Swole Cracker, a longtime RamNation.com message board poster. He's got a blog devoted towards covering CSU basketball called Crackers College Hoops. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Joel. Thank you, and thanks for the kind words. You know, after last week, I got a tough act to follow with Mike Rowe. He was fantastic.
He is good. Well, Steve, you're one of the few fans on the website who is a diehard Ram fan but didn't go to school at CSU. You're a Duke grad, moved to Fort Collins. You adopted the Rams as your favorite team. What brought you here, and why? How did you become such a big Ram fan?
A lot of it is just I'm a big sports fan, Joel. I've always loved sports since the time I was a little kid attending, growing up in Philadelphia, attending University of Pennsylvania and Philadelphia Eagles football games, Villanova basketball games. It was a chance that it wasn't so much CSU as much as there was a program in town and I could start getting involved in watching Division I athletics. And, you know, started going to games in both Hughes and Moby in the 80s and then gradually falling in love with the program, starting with the very end of the Earl Bruce years and then the Sonny Lubick years, and then getting back into basketball a few years later. The one thing, back in the days, Boyd Grant, when he was coaching, getting to watch really good WAC basketball, and the one thing you learn to appreciate out here is tremendous rivalries, tremendous fan bases, and very difficult road trips, a lot of which is driven not just by elevation, but by geographical distance as well. And I think that makes for a very unique conference. And that's always been attractive to me, the whole goal of the WAC and then finally developing into the Mountain West.
I want to ask you this question because a lot of people listening to this may not be as familiar with the message boards and not really sure where this nickname of yours came from. When you first came to the message board, your username was Go Duke, and years ago you changed it to Swole Cracker. Explain where that came from.
I owe it all to other people. The Swole thing, it was probably 8 years or so ago where there was a whole thing that took off on Ram Nation regarding garage lifting. A certain football player and several others were raving about insane overhead presses, and the word Swole was thrown about quite a bit. If you saw me physically, I am anything but Swole. So that became part of the name. The second part of it, Cracker, there was a poster who happened to be a University of Wyoming fan, the infamous J.C. in the Rock. We met him at a few of us met him at a CSU Wyoming basketball game where he was hosting Joe Glenn, and we sat right next to Joe Glenn when he was coaching Wyoming, and met J.C., and J.C. and I started going back and forth, and J.C. called me a cracker, and so I decided, well, if I'm going to get called one, I might as well use that as a handle. We put together Swole and Cracker. There you have it.
And history was made. Speaking of basketball, we'll get back to more. That's your bread and butter. But you've caught a lot of football games in your day as well. And I know you've caught pretty much every game this year at Hughes Stadium. What are your impressions of this season that CSU is having?
I've been to a lot of games. Like I said, I go back to the Leon Fuller era, the Bruce, the Lubick teams. There were some great Lubick teams. But this team, I can't say I've ever had more fun watching a team develop. I think this is kind of we knew they were going to be pretty good. They're turning out to be very good. And I think watching Garrett Grayson develop has been incredible. We've had some great quarterbacks here, but I don't think we've seen anybody develop quite like Garrett has his senior year. I put this as high as anything, and I wanted to share just something that I thought was actually a lot of fun about this team. I happened to make it back to the Boston College game this year, and that was a lot of fun, but the first quarter, if you remember, was very, very painful. Garrett had a slow start. The team had a slow start. They fell behind 14-0, and then all of a sudden, the second quarter, things started clicking, and Garrett Grayson had a tremendous second half. The Rams had a tremendous come-from-behind victory with that great pass to Charles Lovett. It was a lot of fun spending time with the crowd, and then that night I sent a tweet to Garrett asking him if he had left his evil twin behind in Boston, and he laughed and said, yes, I managed to leave him behind on the field. He's a very bad man. And it was actually a fun interchange. I think it's really good insight into what's happened to this team. They've gotten way better ever since that Boston College first quarter. They just keep improving. And you've got a quarterback that has enough confidence to laugh about a bad performance in the first quarter and has done nothing but sensational things since then.
Do you think this team is as good as its record? You know, if all the right pieces fell into place and they somehow made it to one of those New Year's Day bowl games, do you think this team could compete against the likes of an Ohio State or an Alabama as some of these projections might have them in like a Fiesta Bowl matchup?
It's so hard to say. The one thing I like about this team, it's obvious from the coaching staff, they know how to prepare teams to play a game, not to worry about who they're playing, but how they're going to make themselves better. Obviously, they have game plans to beat certain teams, but they know how to make themselves better. And so, athletically, are they as good as an Alabama? Probably not, but you saw what happened when they went into Alabama last year. They still stayed very competitive. I think they have a very high-powered offense that will allow them to stay in a variety of games, but who knows? I mean, it would be fun. The whole idea is, why not accept the challenge, embrace the challenge, which sure would be a fun thing to watch to see them play on a New Year's Day game.
Steve Ivey, author of Crackers College Hoops blog and a longtime RamNation.com poster, is our guest. Tomorrow night, Steve, 8 o'clock, Moby Arena, Montana comes to town. Games on Root Sports. Hopefully people forego the television and get into the arena. But I want to switch over to basketball talk. Being here since 1984, you've gotten to know, and you're pretty tight with the basketball program. You've developed some relationships with each and every one of the coaches that have come through here over the years. I know you were very tight with Dale Lehrer. But you and Tim Miles have some good history, and I know that you text back and forth with him quite a bit still to this day. Tell me one of your favorite stories of you and Tim Miles.
Joel, there's a whole variety of them. I can remember the year they played. Larry Eustace coached a Southern Miss team down in Cancun in a championship game, and I had a running joke with Tim regarding St. Jude. St. Jude, as we all know, is the patron saint of lost causes, and Jim embraced the whole conversation associated with St. Jude, and we had a really funny interchange 30 minutes before that game. I told him that St. Jude loves teams that get to the free throw line, and Travis Franklin went to the free throw line probably 15 or 20 times that night. CSU had their upset, and it turned out to be a magical year. That was the year they went to the NIT. But it was a really fun exchange. Those kinds of things continued over the years. There were some things. I can remember a big loss they had up in Boise the first year they went to the NCAAs, where they blew a 1-point lead with 5 seconds to go. And I remember sending Tim a WTF text message, and he responded back, and we had a lot of fun with it. So a special guy. I can't say enough about him.
Yeah, do you think you could send those same kind of texts to Coach Eustace? I mean, these two guys are pretty night and day different, aren't they?
I wouldn't even know how to approach Larry with a text message. You're talking complete 180, an extrovert versus an introvert. The one thing that they have in common is both are great basketball coaches. Tim is very more the emotional side. Larry is very, very technical and has a tremendous eye in game. I can point to the game, the exhibition game the other night. There were certain things he was looking for out of his team, and if he saw two possessions where he didn't like something, he would call timeout. And it's not so much chewing people out as much as here's what we're going to do from here on out. He knows how to make tremendous in-game adjustments, and it's fun to watch because he keeps it very, very simple, and you can see what's going on out there. He's an enjoyable coach from that perspective.
Yeah, your most recent blog, you recapped the exhibition game versus Fort Lewis. You know, you wrote about what an impressive win it was for at least an impressive performance, impressive showing for the first game of the year with all the newcomers. And, you know, it's one thing to beat up on an RMAC school like that, but what can we expect in the opener against Montana tomorrow?
It'll be interesting to see because I don't think CSU is quite there in terms of personnel. One of the players, Antoine Scott, who's a senior transfer from Grambling, will be a heck of a player as the season goes on. He's still not 100%. He's still trying to find his way. That being said, the newcomers look really, really good, and it'll be interesting to see against Montana, a better 3-point shooting team. We know Larry's teams have had a little trouble sometimes defending the 3-point line, and Montana has some guys that can light it up. It'll be interesting to see what happens there in terms of from the defensive side. The other thing that you always look for with the Eustachian team is will they rebound against better teams? They absolutely killed Fort Lewis on the glass, 54-27. It would be nice to see similar kinds of results against Montana, because that is a hallmark of a Eustachian coach team, just the rebounding.
This year's team has 9 newcomers. Eustachius said that it's got a lot more talent this year and is in particular much deeper this year. You mentioned Antoine Scott. Who else should we be keeping an eye out this year to be difference makers?
First, I think it's important that we don't lose sight of the fact we have 2 really good seniors who came back from last year's team, Daniel Bayerano and J.J. Avila. Daniel is the consummate team player. J.J. looks half a step quicker, a little bit stronger, and he is an immensely talented player with the ball in his hands. He's a Larry Bird kind of talent, maybe not the physical skills, but he can shoot, he can pass, he can rebound, he does a lot of things. So that being said, the one player that I point toward, obviously Antoine Scott, but I really like Stanton Kidd. If you look at what he did prior to coming to CSU at North Carolina Central, he was an all-conference player, would have been the player of the year in the conference had he stayed there at a very North Carolina Central team. He's a guy who had a double-double against Wichita State, who was a Final Four team that year. He also had a near double-double against Marquette, who was either a Elite Eight or Sweet 16 team. The guy can play and will fit in very, very well with Daniel, J.J., Antoine. And then Dontyel Daniels, who is an absolute load in the paint. He's fun to watch, very, very strong, knows how to finish at the rim. Guys like that are they're not easy to find. So I think those guys, and then you have a few others that'll contribute as well.
Steve Ivey, author of Crackers College Hoops blog and a longtime Ram Nation Hall of Fame poster, is our guest. Steve, just got a couple more minutes here. Can this team compete for the Mountain West this year?
I think it'll be a little tricky to think we're going to finish ahead of San Diego State. They have a lot of good players back. They added a few key pieces. But I think if you look right behind San Diego State, and I don't think they're going to run away with it, because this conference is hard to run away. There's just too many tough games on the road. Can CSU finish near the top? The answer is absolutely yes. I think there's some good squads. Boise State brings back a few good players. Wyoming brings back basically 4 of their 5 starters and their 6th man. They're not exactly deep, but we know that they play a style where they don't have to be super deep. Boise, as I said, UNLV loaded with a lot of good freshmen. New Mexico is in kind of a rebuilding, but there are always dangerous. But those are the teams that I think that are going to compete near the top. I don't think anybody's going to get San Diego State this year.
And lastly, one of the fun things you do every year on your blog is the Crackers Front Range League, where you basically rank the prowess of each of the 6 major front range basketball programs, CSU, CU, DU, Air Force, UNC, and Wyoming. How will CSU fare in those rankings? And who, you know, when you release, I'm guessing you'll have a preseason release of who you think is going to be a challenger this year. Who can we expect to top the list and in the running this year?
First, I want to take a step back. The reason why I do that is because I grew up in Philadelphia around Big 5 basketball, where you had teams from different conferences. And I always thought it would be fun to have kind of a Big 5 type of conference in Colorado. I've organized my own league for that. The neat part is, you know, CSU has always played every one of the teams. Wyoming has been good about playing these teams. The team that wasn't until this year was CU, and it turns out CU will be playing CSU, Air Force, Wyoming, and Northern Colorado, 4 of the other 5 schools. So we're starting to see a lot of interchange, a lot of playing, a lot of games, not just 1 or 2 here and there. That being said, I think CU will be the favorite. I don't think they're going to be quite the level they were last year, missing Spencer Dinwiddie. I think DU was very good last year, and they return enough good players, and I think CSU and Wyoming and DU will challenge CU there. I think Air Force and UNC will look more like spoilers as the season goes on. I just don't think they have the firepower to stay with those other teams, but I could see you a little bit above the rest.
Well, Steve, I really appreciate it, buddy. We're out of time for this segment. I want to thank you for joining us, and I encourage CSU fans to check out Crackers College Hoops blog at crackerscollegehoops.wordpress.com. Steve's got fantastic insights on CSU basketball and college basketball in general. He just really knows his stuff. Thanks again, Steve. When we return from break, Fort Collins, Colorado, and CSU beat reporter Kelly Lyle will join us for the Ed Bozar Chevrolet segment. Stay with us. You're listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports.